Welcome to Community Connection, an IPR original program that takes a look at what's going on with nonprofit organizations in East Central Indiana. I'm Kristen Bitsyguy. Each month on Community Connection, we focus on telling the story of one local nonprofit organization, what they're doing to make our community a better place to live and work, and how you can help. This month, we're featuring TeenWorks, an organization that prepares teens for college through summer employment, professional development, and mentorship. TeenWorks helps students achieve excellence in college, career, and community.
I'm Landon Martin, and I'm the program director of TeenWorks.
I'm Rob Kiesling, director of operations at Minnetrista.
So TeenWorks is a youth employment and college readiness program for low-income high school students, both in Marion County and Delaware County. Started in 1981 by Gene Glick as a way of keeping 100 low-income high school students busy during the summer, in addition to giving them skills that could transfer into jobs after graduation.
Minnetrista was excited to be a partner site with TeenWorks as it provided us an opportunity to have high school students here, which is not a age group we normally see. It fit our mission in terms of education, allowing them to learn new things, and it also allowed us to accomplish some things together with TeenWorks that we would have not have been able to do without the students here.
So our program is split up into two different facets. The first and foremost, we're a youth employment program, so we provide our students an opportunity to work, and that's half the day. And then the last half of every day, we pay our students to participate in professional development skills, whether it's in that interview that you have to go to or bringing a resume in or filling out an application. So the last half of every day, we focus on those soft skills and those professional development skills.
So we work with volunteers all the time at Minnetrista, and we value the contributions they make. On a practical level, for a partner site, you are able to accomplish a little bit more. So there were several projects we had that were completed with a pretty aggressive timeline. We would not have fathomed doing those over an entire summer, let alone the 6 weeks we did. And that was a really nice perk as being a partner site that we received.
At the end of the summer, students come back to us and they say that it was much more than a job. I could have collected that paycheck at McDonald's or White Castle, but at TeenWorks, I made relationships with people that I never would have gotten to if I hadn't participated in TeenWorks. Here at Minnetrista, for example, for our students to be able to go back into the catering department and form a relationship with a chef that is able to serve as a mentor to that student and be able to provide some guidance on what it's like. Those relationships don't happen within the confines of the school day. Students also come back and they say, I got to form relationships with students from other schools. So we place students strategically on teams with each other that these are not going to be their best friends from the previous 180 days of school. We want them to be able to learn what it's like to work with people that you're not accustomed to working with.
One of the nice things about being a worksite partner is there is no cost to you. You receive students who are paid through TeenWorks and then are supervised by TeenWorks. So when you think about the thought of having volunteers and training them, a lot of that is you might have to train them, but you don't really have to supervise them because you have paid adult staff through TeenWorks who take care of that for you.
You'll hear more about TeenWorks all this month on Community Connection. Information about how you can connect with an organization in your community is available at indianapublicradio.org. Community Connection is hosted by Kristen Bitsyguy and produced by Sean Ashcraft. This program is a partnership between Indiana Public Radio and Schaefer Leadership Academy, where people of all ages, backgrounds, and interests can enhance their leadership skills. This program is made possible by the support of the Community Foundation of Muncie and Delaware County, where neighbors create legacies. To listen to Community Connection again, visit our website at indianapublicradio.org.